It's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a comment you'd like to make, an observation you'd like to share, or a question you'd like to ask. It really doesn't matter. We just love to hear from you. And many of you get in touch with us each week by sending emails to comments@kaxe.org. I also receive a lot of emails from you. My address is J Latimer, that's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. You can call our TalkBack line. That number is 218-999-9876. And you can write to us. We love to get your letters. We've gotten a number of letters over the years, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you, especially in your own handwriting. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. We are out of the school season, and so we don't have our regular classroom reports from all of our students. We wish them matriculation and good fortune in the future, and we hope that they will continue to be good observers of nature. Next year, we'll lay in a whole new crop, and we'll be back with in the fall with lots more student participation. Among the notes that I did get over the past week, one from a good friend, Dennis. He says, oh no, my maple tree got buzzed. No, he didn't get a DUI. He was invaded by swarms of bees. Every year when the tree blooms, swarms of bees descend on my leafy friend to indulge in the sweet nectar. In the early morning, they start to arrive. You can see them coming from, well, every corner of the neighborhood. By mid-afternoon, the sound is akin to standing next to an electrical transformer. To me, this is a signal that summer is really here. Denny, I couldn't agree with you more. That and from our good friend Dallas over in Akeley, Minnesota, he says that on, let me see here, on the 10th of June, cicadas began calling. And as he put it in the text he sent me, not just a few, lots of them. So this is that's really early. And I'll go through some of the stuff that Dallas has seen, but he ends by saying, just a weird year. If I were to see an autumn meadowhawk today, I would not be surprised. On the 5th of June, Clintonia, bluebead lily was blooming, bird's foot trefoil, watercress, wild rose, daddy longlegs, and spirit sedge. Snapping turtles were laying eggs on the 6th. He saw a rusty snake tail, that's a dragonfly, and a silvery checker spot, that's a butterfly. Sac spiders folding leaf nests. If you go out amongst the cattails sometime and look, you'll see that some of the cattails are folded over in a neat little line and then stitched down with silk. And there's a spider living in there, and it is always an enjoyable experience for me to get into those areas and see that kind of stuff, because it takes an incredible amount of power. I can't even imagine how the spider begins to fold down this leaf. Size-wise, this would be like walking up to a tree that's, I don't know, 3 feet in diameter, maybe only a couple inches thick, but a huge tree relative to your own size, and then bending it down and stitching it down with silk. It's an amazing thing, and it happens every year out in the cattails. So go look at your cattails and see if you don't spot something like that. Black snake root blooming, twin flower blooming, cow parsnip blooming, false Solomon seal, blue flag iris, calico pennant, that's a dragonfly, twin-spotted spike tail, and the eastern pond hawk. There can't be a prettier dragonfly than the eastern pond hawk. The female is electric green, and the male is sky blue, and almost their entire bodies. The male's thorax is a little bit green, but boy, they are just two of the prettiest dragonflies there are out there. And speaking of dragonflies, there was a nice picture of a 12-spotted skimmer on the Facebook page, KAXE, KBXE Season Watch. And I hope that you are paying attention to what's happening out there as well. Prince Basket Tail, that's a dragonfly, and the Lily Pad Club Tail, another dragonfly, on the 9th of June from Dallas, and on the 10th, Orange Hawkweed, Ripe Wild Strawberries. I had one yesterday myself. Yellow Rails calling the White Admiral Butterfly. I saw White Admiral Butterflies myself this past week. Painted Ladies, Viceroys, those are all butterflies. Cicadas calling. And on the 11th, the Long Dash Skipper, the Cyrano Darner, the Canada Darner, and the Blue Dasher. And those are all notes from our good friend Dallas over in Akeley, and a lot of things going on over there. I want to conclude today's program with this note from John, who's a who is a rural mail carrier in the Brainerd area. He said, Many people have been posting photos of turtles laying eggs right now. Could there be some, but probably not complete, correlation between turtles laying eggs and the full moon? Well, it got me thinking, John, and I went back and compared the last 17 years from the year 2000 until the year 2017. I guess that's 18 years, isn't it? There were 5 instances. 2001, 2007, 2011, 2015, and 2016, when the date for the date that I have listed for the first turtles laying eggs came within 4 days of the full moon. And that's what, 5 out of 18 years. That's a little better than 30%, or about 30%, I guess. 5/9, whatever that works out to. It'd be 2.5. Well, anyway. Not significant, I don't believe. Most often, the turtles over the years, they average the 1st of June for their egg laying, and the full moon falls on the 1st of June or near the within 4 or 5 days of the 1st of June in that same period of time. Once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. So in those years, there were 5 instances where the full moon fell within, 5 days of the 1st of June. So it's I don't see a strong warm out. And then mid-afternoon to evening, and then I don't see much activity at night with the turtles, and certainly none in the morning. So I think it has more to do with good sunny days. That's our talkback segment for this week, and we encourage you to get in touch with us if you have observations you'd like to share. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.